Here's Andy Burcham with This Week in Auburn Volleyball.
Welcome to This Week in Auburn Volleyball. The Tigers get ready now for Southeastern Conference play. Joined now by Tigers head coach Brent Crouch. A one-loss weekend for you, coach. And I know it had to be tough to take that first loss, but your team bounced back, it seemed, nicely in the other two matches on the weekend.
Yeah, of course, you never want to lose. But when you do, you want to respond the way that we did. First weekend where we played a morning match, and I think we came out a little flat. Played a good team with a pretty exceptional outside hitter, and we were trying to slow her down. Didn't do a great job with that. So they got the W. But coming out that night, same day, just about 6 hours later, the team just was on fire right from the get-go. That certainly didn't flow entirely from me. That flowed mostly from them. I mean, they showed up and they knew that they wanted to play better than they did in the morning, and just pretty much crushed the next two opponents. I think everyone's feeling great heading to our first match in the SEC versus Ole Miss.
This may be for the first time in program history, but an Auburn player in back-to-back weeks named an SEC Player of the Week in Bella Rosenthal, coach.
Yeah, she's, I was just tweeting this out last night, how proud I am of her, because I've seen where she's come in the last year since we have been here. The time that she's put in last spring and the work she obviously put in this summer is paying off. Her skill level is significantly higher. She's never been an issue with effort. She's always worked really, really hard, but she's made some really fundamental changes to her game in the back row. And, she's a smart young woman, and she can take scouting reports and make adjustments. And she's been doing it consistently since the first match of the year. And to get this kind of recognition, I think, is totally deserved, well-earned. And I think she's going to get some more as we go forward with SEC play.
But I want to spend a good portion of today's report with you, coach, talking about the Wednesday night SEC opener as the Tigers open Southeastern Conference play. Auburn is at home against Ole Miss. It's an 8 o'clock match at Auburn Arena, nationally televised match. Got to be exciting just to get ready to get into the Southeastern Conference, I would guess.
Absolutely. And Ole Miss has done a nice job turning the program around in the last year. They've got a new great coach, Caleb Banworth, former Olympic player. And I've been watching them a lot the last week, and she's done some nice work with that group. They've got some solid hitters really at all the spots. They're able to set the middle a lot, even from off the net, which is a little bit unusual and will present a fun challenge for us. But they're 11-0, and they look like an 11-0 team when you watch them on video. And we're right there with them with our record. The players are extremely excited. We had a great practice yesterday. Today will be more kind of tune up, watching a bunch of video. We won't go real hard in the gym, just kind of refine some things. And our players are feeling healthy and good, and we're excited to get going against them.
As you get ready for Southeastern Conference play Wednesday night, what have you learned about your team? There were so many new players coming in, and you haven't played in a hadn't played in a while since last fall. So what have you learned about the 2021 Auburn Tigers, coach?
There's a togetherness that's really special with this group. They're really tight. There is a resiliency with them. They're able to work for long periods of time in practice. We don't have short practices. We've got long ones and we've got hard ones. They respond really well and like them. They're into it. In terms of the volleyball piece, Liz on the right side, being able to kill the ball at the rate that she has so far. We knew she was capable of this, but we hadn't quite seen it out there with the team she's played for lately before she got here. But she is really flourishing on the right side, and she works so hard in transition to get available that she's a great point scoring option for us after we dig a ball. Rebecca Rath, also a great addition on the left side. We did not know that she'd be able to attack the ball at the level that she is out of the back row, but she's hitting for a really high percentage, and that really helps spread things out. So those are two, great pieces added. In terms of returning players, you know, the thing that I learned was just how much they improved from last spring and the summer. You know, you do a lot of work in the spring and then they're off on their own doing some work in the summer, but you're not with them. And, you know, it's really hard to know how deep the learning goes in that period of time in the spring until you see it in the fall. And to see Val Green, for example, be hitting, you know, she's had some matches over 300. You know, she's increased her hitting percentage a couple hundred points from what she has done over her career. She's turned into an excellent server. Jackie Barrett is one of the best servers in the SEC, and she worked on it all spring long. She's got 14 aces on the year and only six errors. She's in the top five of aces per set in the SEC. To see that kind of improvement from the spring and to know that they did some work over the summer on their own, is that's been a really cool thing to see out on the court. And the other piece too is there is a real desire to continue to push the envelope with skill development, which isn't always the case with players, right? Sometimes they just like, this is who I am, roll the ball out, I want to go kill it. And, you know, but even in season right now, as we're preparing for each individual opponent, there is a lot of skill development work going on. And sometimes that's just reserved for the spring, but they are making some real steps forward. And I expect us to be a lot better in November than we are right now.
All right. As mentioned, Auburn has added a match to the schedule. The Tigers will be playing Alabama State Sunday at 3:00. Coach, just talk about adding that piece to the schedule, if you would.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, we had several matches canceled during our preseason due to opponent COVID issues and or Hurricane Ida. So we lost three matches during our preseason. We were able to add one back with that Santa Clara match, but we're trying to add back those other two. So we were able to schedule a match with Alabama State just close by, so we can kind of do we play this Wednesday and then a week from this Wednesday against Tennessee. So we've got some time over the weekend, and it's not a big travel trip to go to Montgomery. So we were able to add that. Hopefully we can add another one at some point during the fall. And it's not only to give our players more opportunities to compete and improve, but we're also, you know, we want to be hedging against any other COVID cancellations or any other any other natural disasters that might come our way.
All right. Back to the Ole Miss match Wednesday night, Coach. The SEC opener, the SEC home opener for the Tigers, 8:00 at Auburn Arena, and admission is free. Need a big crowd out for that. What's a key? Give us a key or two as you get ready for that SEC opener.
Yeah, you know, for us, when we come out and serve really aggressive and tough, and then get some touches blocking, dig some balls, able to transition over to Liz on the right and get some points, when we're able to do that from the service line, you know, we are going to really put pressure on teams. All right. So things to look for is how is Ole Miss handling our serving? Are they handling it well, or are we pushing them way off the net? Because we push them off the net, we're going to have a great night. You know, if they're right on the net, slinging the ball around fast because they have a fast offense, that's going to present a bigger challenge for us. But our serving has really taken a step forward, and that really was the difference. I thought those second two matches this previous weekend, we just got those teams in so much trouble off the service line. So that's one area to look at. The other is, are we able to distribute the ball evenly along the net? All right. So we've got people that kill the ball at a higher rate than others, but that doesn't mean we want to get them the ball every single time. We don't need Michael Jordan taking the shot every time, right? We need to be able to distribute it around, and that keeps the defense on the heels. And so if we can do that, we have, you know, Rebecca and Liz and Val and Tatum, you know, taking roughly even swings, that's really, really good for us. Teams are not going to be able to key on what we're doing in any one particular area. So if we can do those two things, I think we'll have a nice night against Ole Miss.
Wish you all the best, Coach. War Eagle.
War Eagle.
Tigers head coach Brent Crouch on This Week in Auburn Volleyball.